It was down to two of the three proposed cities, Lakeside and Tucker. Leaders from both groups met over the last several days and agreed to a new map that residents would vote on in May. The sticking point was lawmakers needed to okay both cityhood proposals by Thursday, the last day of this year's legislative session. That, however, raised an issue because only the Lakeside bill had cleared a chamber of the General Assembly. Representative Mike Jacobs of Brookhaven helped the groups come to the compromise, but at a House committee meeting Monday, Jacobs ultimately recommended both proposals be tabled.
Changing the local legislation procedures in order to make this deal move forward is too steep a hill to climb. I also think that it is probably not what we should be doing.
House Rules Chairman John Meadows and other committee members ultimately agreed. As a result, the sponsor of the Lakeside bill, Senator Fran Miller of Dunwoody, withdrew his bill, but not before expressing surprise and disappointment in his fellow Republicans.
What you're basically telling 70,000 people is they don't get the opportunity to vote this year. When Republicans don't let people vote for self-determination for their form of government, then shame on us.
Mary Kay Woodworth of the Lakeside City Alliance said Republican leaders caved to pressure.
Follow the process, follow the rules, we get a bill passed, and then this garbage happens. It is a travesty, and it's very disappointing.
Meanwhile, many Tucker residents, like Matthew Lee, were mostly relieved.
I don't see that the decision hurts DeKalb County, and I think a lot of people will be pleased that they decided to follow the existing rules of the state rather than try to push something through that a lot of people weren't ready to receive.
DeKalb County Interim CEO Lee May now plans to form a task force to help the groups resolve their differences and draft a comprehensive cityhood plan for next year's legislative session. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.